Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, we don't care. We're just glad you're here. And I'm glad Peter Walsh is here, too, because otherwise it wouldn't be nearly as much fun. Peter has been in the United States now for a number of years. I think he hails originally from Australia, and he's an organization expert. He's one of the top gurus of the show Clean Sweep over on the Learning Channel on cable. Many of you have seen his show. He has clients that he helps get organized and include many top Fortune companies across the country and maybe even around the world. And he's our new friend, Peter Walsh. Welcome to the show.
Jim, good morning. I'm actually pretty excited. This is the first time I've managed to chat with a small business superhero. So I'm pretty thrilled here.
Well, I'm sure it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Peter?
you've nailed it absolutely in one.
Well, Peter, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you want to talk about organization because, yes, as I mentioned to you off the air, I've been focusing on that myself in my work, and not so much that I've been doing it for myself as much as I've been encouraging other people to do it. You know, that's how us experts are. You know, don't do as I do as I say. But I did write an article recently about this, and I know that you do the same thing. You focus on this all the time. What are some of the here we are now in the we're coming up on the end of the calendar year small business owners. Where should we put our attention in terms of getting organized?
You know, the whole focus of organization for me in terms of small businesses is about efficiency. And it just constantly amazes me how lack of efficiency and lack of organization can really drag small businesses down. And there's a few very simple things that people can do to kind of streamline the businesses that they have, particularly small businesses. And I'd be thrilled to hear if these are some of the points you've been hitting too, Jim. A very, very simple one is what I call the Ohio method. And I know you're in Alabama, but this is a national idea, and that's the only handle it once idea. Mm-hmm. Only handle it once. And I see people constantly shuffling stuff back and forth across their desk. And my point is that if you can set up a system on your desk that as stuff comes in, you handle it as few times as possible, it will really help you maintain a higher level of efficiency. Don't be dealing with that one piece of paperwork 3 or 4 times. Get it in, get it out. Really, really simple solution.
Well, and also, it's one of the things that we wrestle with around here. Maybe I shouldn't say we. Maybe I should say I. My people around here probably would prefer I not lump them in with my disorganization. But one of the problems that I have is that when I handle something more than once, it's because I'm going to need it in future times. I'm going to need it tomorrow and a week from now. And so what I'm challenged with right now, and we're trying to make this happen, is to get that information. When I handle it once, to also get it for future purposes into a form that I can use again without having to I have the information available without having to have the paper available.
Yeah. Look, there are two things there. There's kind of there's the old low-tech solution, and that's simply, you know, an efficient filing system, Jim. And what I see is that 80% of what goes into filing cabinets never sees the light of day.
That's right.
And so it's really important that the stuff that you do file, you file pretty judiciously. And also, as you said, you know, that I think you coined the phrase, the December clean. You know, mm-hmm. at the end of the year, you should really, once a year, just go through your files and purge the stuff you no longer need. That's one. And then there are high-tech solutions in terms of organizing stuff. And that's, you know, have a great hierarchy in your documents, for example, on your computer, so that they're easy to find and easy to access. And that's really, really important. And then look at other high-tech solutions that will help you manage that digital information. And that can be everything from, as I say, you know, a great filing system, electronic filing system, through to, you know, great new devices like the T-Mobile BlackBerry phone, for example, is a great device that will help you.
That's what we have. We have two of those new ones.
You know, they're astounding. They're the size of a candy bar. You know, you can access email. I actually, just last night, was instant messaging my brother in Australia about Christmas gifts for my parents. Calendar, you organize basically all of your address book, calendar, to-do lists into one simple area.
But so also all of your contacts. That's the big.
Right.
That's the biggie for me. Stand by, Peter. We've got to take a quick break. You know how this works. And so we got to sell some things. When we come back, I'm going to make, I have an admission, folks. I have something I need to come clean about. No pun intended. Well, maybe every pun intended. But I think you may have heard this before. And we're going to get Peter to help me with this challenge right after these messages. 20 Tales. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, having more fun than the law allows, with our new friend Peter Wall, soon to be old friend. Peter, you've got a book coming out soon, haven't you?
Yeah, January, How to Organize Just About Everything. It's about 600 pages.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll keep you busy reading. Great holiday reading.
And it's going to be available in January, and you're going to launch it on this show, aren't you?
I would love to be able to do that.
And by the way, folks, many of you recognize Peter's name as the organization's guru on Clean Sweep, the television show, on the Learning Channel. And you want to give us a website, Peter?
Sure. My own website is peter.walsh. My own website is peterwalshdesign.com.
All right.
One word, peterwalshdesign.com.
All right, .com. And what do we find when we get there?
You'll find a whole lot of organizing tips. You'll find information on the range of services that I offer, and you also find a little bit of biography about me. You may be bored by that, but hey, some people like to read. Some people like to put stuff about themselves on the internet, Jim.
Especially those of us who don't have a life like you and me, right, Peter?
that's pretty much it. Now, I want to ask you a question, though,
right,
about your life and organization, and that is, you know, how organized are you, sir?
Well, you've stopped preaching and started meddling now, Peter. I have an admission to make, and my audience has heard me say this before. I'm afraid I'm a pack rat.
Oh,
so see, I go to meetings. I go to meetings, Peter, and I stand up and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. I'm a pack rat."
You know, Jim, even though you have a very serious disorder, we still love and admire you.
I appreciate that. Us pack rats need love too. By the way, Peter.
Well, the thing is that, you know, what happens often for small business owners particularly is that many of them run businesses out of their home or associated with their home, and the lack of organization, and I'd be interested if you're in this group, Jim, you know, the lack of organization in kind of their personal life in terms of their home life can often flow into their business.
Yeah.
And really cause some efficiency problems.
Well, that's the problem with being a pack rat is you know, you're no respecter of spaces. You're a pack rat wherever you are, and luckily I have good people around me who spank my hand and, you know, tell me to drop things and get rid of things, and I, you know, they take it out the back door and I have a tear in my eye, but it happens. But seriously, I think maybe a lot of small business owners are like that, because we don't focus on, we don't always, we're really more focused on the results than we are, you know, the mayhem around us.
Yeah, but that can be a real misnomer, because efficient systems, a clean desk, a great file system, an organized maintenance plan in your business actually will contribute to the efficiency with which you run your business, and you'll see the effect at the bottom line. You know, it really is true that effort at the front end in terms of organizing your business will show at the back end in terms of greater profits. I guarantee that.
All right. What are some things that we can do? Help me out here, Peter. How can I become more organized?
Okay. The first one is you have to minimize the interruptions you have at work. That's really critical. And, for example, set up an hour or an hour and a half at the front of the day simply to handle all all the stuff on your desk, for example, that first hour, or that first hour that I used to call in my small business the golden hour, when you would make all the phone calls that you needed to make, you know, that have backed up over the previous day, all the important calls, uninterrupted. Just sit and do that for an hour. Set times during the day when you'll have an uninterrupted period of time. That's one really important thing to do. Another thing is to have a maintenance plan where each day you set aside some time simply to manage all those little tasks that will help you keep clutter at bay. For example, handle all of your phone messages at the end of the day. You know, group things together so that you have set times for set tasks. It'll improve your own efficiency amazingly.
What about eating a sandwich at lunch, having a sandwich brought in, and then instead of going out for lunch, just focusing on, because usually the phones don't ring as much during lunch.
Sure.
And you know, just focusing on maybe getting things cleaned up a little bit. What do you think about that? Because for a small business, it's kind of a whirlwind for us a lot of times.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And it depends on who else is in the office. I used to spend one lunch a week with my staff, just bring in sandwiches one lunch a week, and sit and chat with staff about the business plan, about your goals, business-wise and individually-wise, for that week, and that made a huge difference. That's one. Two, often, as you say, that lunch hour, things will quieten down. Although, if you're like most small businesses where you run a business that has a national reach, then with the lunch hour spread over three time
zones,
a lot of people don't even have that luxury.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the third thing for me with small business owners is you have to strike the balance. Sometimes, if you're really busy, it's a great thing to step out of the office for that half hour in the middle of the day just to refresh a little. So, you know, it's kind of horses for courses. Make sensible choices around how you use your time, but my big thing is to group like tasks together and minimize interruptions.
You know, I think one of my things that I'm going to have to do, Peter, I think I need to buy a bigger garbage can. What do you think?
Well, the thing is, we're all inundated with stuff, you know, particularly with mail. But, you know, get that garbage can right next to your desk. The thing is, handle stuff efficiently. It's not the bigger can. It's how quickly you throw stuff into it, Jim.
Right. Well, the problem for the leaders of a small business is we have so many different projects going on that then they're all right there on our desk. And when we come back, I want to get you to help us manage our projects.
It's a deal.
Be a little more organized in our projects. Peter Walsh, ladies and gentlemen, he's the key guy there over at the Clean Sweep Show at the Learning Channel. He's also has his own company called Peter Walsh Design. And you put a .com on the end of there and you can find him online. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Peter Walsh, the newest member of our Brain Trust. Peter is with Clean Sweep television show at the Learning Channel. Many of you have seen him and his cohorts over there on that, and they do a great job over there. And also, he has his own company, Peter Walsh Design, and I encourage you to check that out. And the new book, tell us the title of the new book coming out in January, Peter.
How to Organize Just About Everything.
I like
a
that.
Maybe a little grand in title, but hey, it's good to aim high, Jim, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. No, if you're not going to toot your own horn, who is, right? Peter, let's talk about getting our projects organized. See, that's my problem, is I've got so many different things going on that you know, I've got like the kernel of the project laying there that I'm working on, but then there's all that ash and trash around it, this part of it, you know, this sheet of paper that's a note, that's a work paper, and then another, you know, a draft of this and a draft of this. How do we keep that organized?
Sure. Look, for me, there are two solutions to that. The first one is the day-to-day calls, tracking of just in and outgoing things. I really, and this is a really low-tech solution, I really advocate that people keep on their desk a book like a journal. And when you're making calls, simply keep track of the calls that you make in that journal, in that spiral-bound book on your desk, who you called, and a short notation of what you said to them. That book also serves to get all of those sticky notes off your desk, all those scraps of paper with
You're not going to take my Post-it notes away from me, are you?
That's it. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Centralize that stuff in
one place. I love my Post-it notes.
No, Jim, you have to...
You're not going to spank my hand, are you, Peter?
Jim, pass me the Post-it notes and step away from the desk. You know, that's one thing, because it also then serves as a reference if you need to go back and check something. That's one simple tool. The second tool is, on your desk, have a file for each of the projects that you're currently dealing with, just a folder where you drop individual bits of paper, any drafts that you need to keep, and match that with an electronic file on your desktop so that you can easily cross-reference each one. It's then a marriage of a low-tech and a high-tech solution to manage all the projects moving through your business at any one time.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I have found. I agree with you. I have found that the more places I have to put things, the more organized and the more structured I am with having places to put things, you know, the more productive I am, because you've got to think ahead of yourself a little bit, don't you? And have a place to put things.
Well,
because if you don't, it doesn't work.
That's absolutely true, but it's more than that. The question is, do you want to, as a small business owner, be expending business on trying to find a piece of paper, or trying to locate some item that you've misplaced in your files, or do you want to be expending energy on growing your business, finding new business, and developing contacts for new business? It's a simple choice. Get organized so that you take the stress and the worry out of the basic stuff so you can put your energy into growing your business. That's where energy should be.
Well, and I really need to get more organized, because right now part of my system is my employees come in, they wrestle me to the ground, and they pry things out of my hand and take it out of my office.
Jim, I'm kind of frightened with all the visual images I have of, you know, what's going on there in the office.
But somehow, Peter, I managed to turn the work out.
But see, that's the thing, though, Jim. If you manage to turn the work out while you're running at maybe, you know, 50-60% efficiency, imagine how much greater your business could be if you could get organized and then start running at 85% or 90% efficiency. Imagine the output.
Well, I think what would happen, I would still get the same amount of work done. I think I just have a little more time for golf. And see, that's a motivating factor right there, Peter.
Well, you know, anything that will improve that swing and get rid of that hook, I say that would benefit not only you, but the whole world of golf internationally.
Well, I didn't say that we'd get rid of the slice, by the way. It's a slice. It's not a hook. I didn't say we'd do that, but I would get a chance to hit it more. Peter Walsh, thank you for being here. It's been a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to getting you back on the show real soon.
Hey, Jim, it's been absolutely my pleasure. And, you know, as a superhero, keep those small businesses going.
Thank you. By the way, I'm going to send you one of my capes over real soon.
Hey, it's still just none of that tight-fitting lower body wear.
I got you. No problem. PeterWalshDesign.com. That's the website. And don't forget to check him out at Clean Sweep on the Learning Channel. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.